Wisconsin Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster, or VOAD, works with state and county emergency management and gives money that's mainly donated to faith-based groups. Chairman Keith Lang says that money then goes to residents who still have unmet needs after all traditional forms of state, federal, and local assistance are exhausted. He says since last year they've given about $40,000 for people affected by the 2008 floods. Lang adds most donations are earmarked for certain regions.
There's probably about $80,000 to $90,000 that was donated specifically for the Sauk County area. The rest of the funding we can use on a statewide basis, and we have about another $100,000 in addition to that.
But VOAD representatives say many people simply choose to rebuild without help from them or even FEMA. One factor could be media footage of homes sinking into Lake Delton, or houses resting underwater for weeks, even months, in Gays Mills and Spring Green. Lang suggests people outside those areas may feel their situation isn't as dire, dramatic, or deserving.
So there's a lot of unmet need, and depending upon the community that you're in terms of the Milwaukee area communities, last year's flooding was not a clear water event. It was a lot of sewage backup, so there's cleanup associated with that that still needs to be taken care of. I'm sitting across the street from an area in downtown Beaver Dam that's being razed at the present time. A year later, these buildings are being torn down because they were flooded.
Lang says they have long-term recovery committees in all 30 counties declared disaster areas last year. He says VOAD can help with rental assistance for replacing damaged appliances, but he says replacing foundations are beyond his group's ability. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.